Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This Monday will mark the first night of the holy Muslim holiday known as Ramadan. Now, you may know Ramadan as a month of fasting, but for dozens of young Muslims, it's also a time for competition. Each year, Cairo, Egypt has been the site of the prestigious International Holy Quran Competition, where kids who have dedicated their lives to memorizing the holy book recite entire sections of it. Last year's competition is the subject of a new HBO documentary called Quran by Heart. And joining us to talk about it is the film's director, Greg Barker, on the line with us from L.A. Greg, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hello, good to be here.
So tell us, what is this competition, first of all?
Well, it is like a spelling bee, except it's for children, kids from age 7 up until 21, who have memorized the Quran in its entirety. And they're from all around the Muslim world, 100 kids from over 70 countries, kind of like an Olympics-type competition, who come together and are judged.
By whom?
They're judged by a very, very prominent Egyptian imam and several other sort of prominent judges from across the Islamic world. And they're judged on their memorization of the Quran and the quality of their recitation. And it sounds like music to a non-Muslim ear. And so it's both an act of memorization and an act of artistry.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were just hearing one of the contestants, a young girl named Rifta, doing some of that recitation. Many of the participants actually don't speak Arabic in their native lands, right?
That's right. I mean, Rifta is this incredible young 10-year-old girl from the Maldives, an island chain in the Indian Ocean. And she's, top of her class in every subject, and she's also the country's top Quran reciter. And yet she doesn't speak Arabic as her native tongue. And in fact, several of the children profiled in the film are from non-Arabic speaking countries. So they memorized the entire 600-page Quran without understanding any of it and understanding what it means. It's extraordinary.
So and part of the competition is not just to have it memorized, but you need to get the pronunciation right, the perfect intonation, because while they don't consider this music, you do have a sense of tone, a very strong sense of tone, it seems.
Exactly. I mean, Muslims believe that the Quran was revealed by God to the Prophet Muhammad, and Muhammad then recited the Quran to his followers. So, and then it was written down later. Mm-hmm. So the Muslims believe that the act of reciting the Quran is itself a holy act that relives the moment of revelation. And there are very, very strict rules going back to the Prophet's time about exactly how it should be pronounced in the right tones. It's a very, very complex set of rules that the children have to master, as well as memorizing the words, as well as bringing their own artistry, because when they recite what we, to a non-Muslim ear, sounds like a melody, they don't consider it music, but it sounds like music, and Western non-Muslims who study it are generally musicologists. Mm-hmm. That melody is improvised, comes from the heart of the individual reciter. So it's both this incredible act of memorization and also this amazing act of musical artistry.
And how unusual is it for a girl like Rifta from the Maldives to be competing in this competition?
Well, one of the reasons that there are three big Quran reciting competitions, one in Egypt, which is the oldest, one in Saudi Arabia, and one in Dubai. Egypt is the only one that admits young girls and women, young women, to the competition, which is one of the reasons that it was interesting for us. And young girls and all Muslims value memorizing the Quran. The question is, some more conservative Muslims would believe that girls should not recite it publicly, mm-hmm. but they should still study it and recite it privately.
So Rifta is one of the three contestants that you're following during the course of the film. And again, it's called Quran by Heart. And you can It'll premiere on HBO this Monday, and you can get a list of all the repeat showings on HBO and HBO 2 on the Soundcheck page, WNYC.org. So, Greg, you're also following Jamil, who is from rural Senegal, and Nabiola, who is from the Central Asian country of Tajikistan, who is clearly a very highly intelligent kid, and it turns out an illiterate kid. Not only doesn't speak Arabic, cannot read or write in his native Tajik language. What an amazing story he is as well.
He's incredible, and he's an incredible reciter. He's got such a beautiful voice. One of the things I wanted to do with this film is to provide a window into the next generation of Muslims around the world and to explore just through their own stories, I mean, and through the experiences they have at this competition, explore some of the challenges that the next generation are facing. One of the big challenges is the role of education. Rifta, who we just heard, is top of her class in every subject, also is a master reciter. She's under pressure from her own father to follow a more religious-focused education at the expense of the secular studies, and there's a conflict within the family that comes out between her mother and her father.
Right. The mom wants her to grow up to be a scientist. The father wants her, as you say, to just be a housewife.
That's right. And Nabiola, who is an extraordinary reciter, it turns out he's been educated in a very rural madrasa where he has learned really nothing but reciting the Quran and in the course of the story, that school is shut down by the Tajik government as part of a general crackdown against what they see as fundamentalist Islam. And he then, his father sort of steps in and is kind of stunned to find out that his own son is not as literate as he should be, and then gets him into a top school in the capital that both teaches reciting and also is going to teaches a secular education as well. So it's really about if we're all wondering, you know, what is the future of Islam and how is it going to impact the entire world? Because we're all familiar with the challenges. What I wanted to do is to find a way in through the stories of these kids, and the kids themselves are, you know, they're just 10, so they're not political yet. They're kind of out on the cusp of becoming aware of the larger issues surrounding Islam, and they're just so charming and so endearing, and you get caught up in their stories, and then through their stories, we really get an intimate look at some of the challenges that kids across the Islamic world are facing.
Well, let's hear Nabiola in competition from Greg Barker's documentary, Quran by Heart, and as Greg mentioned, when people study this thing from the West, they tend to be musicologists, and you will also hear the voice of musicologist Christina Nelson in this clip from the film Quran by Heart.
He did really well. I mean, his memorization is 100%. He's totally relaxed. It's selfless somehow. It's almost trance-like. I mean, you can hear it's very euphonic. I mean, there's a lot of internal rhyme and end rhyme, and the rhythm is not predictable. And it's beautiful. I mean, it's unusually beautiful for a kid that age.
The kid that age is Nabiola, who is 10 during the time that Greg Barker is filming this documentary in Egypt called Quran by Heart. Greg, what do we know about, obviously things have changed quite drastically in Egypt since you were there last year. Is this competition going on again this year?
I think they're postponing it a year just because of the situation, and they just didn't want to bring these young kids from all around the world to kind of an uncertain environment. But, I mean, it'll pick up again next year. It's just a one-year hiatus. I mean, this Egypt is really the cradle of this ancient art of Quran reciting. And, I mean, that transcends politics. For hundreds and hundreds of years, the Egyptian way of reciting the Quran has really set the standard across the Muslim world. Nabiola is amazing. I remember that first time I really heard him recite, and the moment of that competition when he held the entire room almost captive. You know, he just has this incredible ethereal sound, and he almost goes to another place. That's the moment that I knew that this film was going to work, because, I mean, when you listen to him there, he sounds very serious and spiritual, which he is. He's also the most charming kid with a great smile, and he's just a normal kid, and he's incredibly, incredibly bright. All of these kids really represent the best and brightest of their generation of Muslims around the world. It's just a fascinating portrait of them, and it's really a great privilege to be able to enter into their lives in a way that I've just never imagined was going to be possible. It was really an intimate portrait, and fundamentally, it works as a competition film. It's just a fun story. These mm-hmm. kids are on the adventure of a lifetime, off from the middle of nowhere in Tajikistan to Cairo to compete in this very, very prestigious contest.
From Tajikistan, from Senegal, from the Maldives, you know, and we think of Islam and we think of Arab, you know, we think of the Arab language, we think of the Arab people, and this sort of shows the much broader range of Islamic people throughout the world coming together, their kids at least, ages 7 to 21, in Cairo each year to do this competition, memorizing the Quran and then reciting it. And what is, how does anybody, let alone a 10-year-old kid, memorize an entire book?
I wish I had the answer to that. I can't imagine how they do it. I mean, these kids are all very, very bright. I mean, their education is an issue that comes out in the film, but they are very, very smart. And so they just study. It just goes in their head. And Nabiola says that he just sees it. He's got a photographic memory. He just sees it. And he visually turns the pages of the Quran. Even though he doesn't understand Arabic, he knows kind of what sounds represent those images on the page.
So for him, it's like reading a score. It's like reading a musical score.
Yes, and so what's fascinating is that there's the words, which is like the score, but there's all of these very, very complex rules of pronunciation that are not annotated anywhere. He just has to remember them. Mm. So it's like a score plus. It's really extraordinary.
It is an extraordinary story, and the kids, they are 10-year-old kids, the three that you're following, and they're just as cute as 10-year-olds can be, and also scarily smart. The film is called Quran by Heart. It premieres on HBO this Monday night at 9, the first night of Ramadan, and repeats later on HBO and HBO 2. You can find out all the dates and times by following the link on our webpage at wnyc.org/soundcheck. Greg Barker is the director of the documentary Quran by Heart. Greg, thanks so much for being with us on Soundcheck.
Thank you very much.
Still to come, the Danish composer Poul Ruders has based his operas on works by Franz Kafka and Margaret Atwood. Most recently, he's drawn inspiration from film. We'll get a sneak preview of his Dancer in the Dark-inspired opera coming up next.